I want you to think about something. If you're listening, by the way, it's Noah. This is No Fronts Podcast. So if you're listening, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about, and you can close your eyes unless you're driving, because, by the way, I'm not liable for anything that happens to you. If you close your eyes while you're driving, that is not my responsibility. Definitely not recommending it. Here's what I want. Close your eyes, unless you're driving, and sit and think about an opportunity in your life that was fucking incredible. Like, really incredible. If you've had that opportunity ever where, like, really something crazy that you fucked up. I know it sounds bad, but just hear me out. That you fucked up. That in some capacity or something happened where it didn't work out. Then we're going to walk through that shit. And we're going to reverse engineer success. And we're going to flip the script. And open your eyes to some new shit. So stay tuned to podcast No Fronts. Alright, so you're probably all fucked up. Fuck this guy. Why is he trying to get me all bummed out? It's a Saturday night. I got fucking shit to do, man. You're ruining my buzz. Now listen, I want you to really go there. Let's fucking reverse engineer this shit. You had the most insane opportunity, and you fucking blew it. Have you had that? You guys had that? I'll tell you one of mine. I can name so many. Terrified of flying. I get through it now. Back in the day, somebody invited me to go on a fly on a private plane to Capri, or San Tropez, one or the other. I don't remember, and I couldn't make it. Right? Didn't go. Now, what's funny about that is I didn't go on that trip, and I ended up getting a staph infection, not just strep. They thought it was strep. I almost died, actually. It's crazy. They thought it was strep. In my throat. Doctor was giving me antibiotics. It wasn't working. They didn't know why. My body shut down one day. I went to the doctor. I went to, like, this guy named Dr. Sugarman. You ask any music person, like, real, like, music person, like, Grammy or Emmy. I forget which one's music. You ask one of them, they know Dr. Sugarman. They're going to know Dr. Sugarman. He's like that dude. He's an ear, nose, and throat specialist. Anyways, he gave me the wrong antibiotics. I go back. My body's shutting down. They were like, you almost died. You could have died. Shit was going to your heart. He didn't say shit. He was like, you were having cardiac connections or something like that. My point in that is, imagine if I had got that in Capri at the time. Might not be cool. Might have sucked. You know? And you know, and then there's been opportunities in my life where I said no, whether it be a job opportunity, you know, and they didn't always, my point is, like, that it hasn't always worked out where I got sick and then it justified in my head, like, oh, it happened for a reason. There's things that I've turned down or I haven't shown up for, like, crazy shit. And I don't regret it. And that's what this is about. See, when we get into a place in life where we're trying to fix, we're rewiring, we're reprogramming our brain, our mindset. One of the first things I learned was to not, we have to remove, we have to find a way, because our brains collect so much data and we have so much memory. We have to find a way to remove those sort of memories, right? It's okay to have fucked up. and to not taking an opportunity. What's not okay is not taking an opportunity while you know that there's things in your life that you regretted not taking. So once you can get to a place where you've got to really, I had to really acknowledge those things and throw them out the fucking window and never look back. But I had to really realize if I'm going to release these, if I'm going to let I don't know what I would call them, I guess like reservations or regrets. If I would let the if I had to live if I'm gonna let these regrets go, I have to get really clear on how fucking angry and disappointed I was in myself for not doing what I should have said yes to. Because if we just try and flush them out and we try and block it out and, or remove them, get them out of our mind, it's such a disservice to us, right? So, but holding on to them isn't good either. So it's really important that, you know, what I've done is I get really clear. I really spend time focusing on them. And then I don't go ever, I don't go to a place like my life would be so different if I had. I just say, fuck, that was a great fucking chance. And I didn't jump for it. I didn't say yes. I'm willing to commit to myself that I'm never going to do that again. You know, we make mistakes, but for the most part, I'm going to say, I am going to jump and take the opportunities that are presented into my life. Now, can I remove the rest so that I have a clear mind and I don't regret anything? Now, I want to remove all of that. I've acknowledged what I did and how I could have done it differently. You have that inner monologue or inner dialogue in your mind, right? You get it out now. You literally launch it on a fucking on a rocket ship out of your mind, out of the out of this world. It's not, it doesn't exist. No more regret. Right? And then you start to retrain your mind, you start to retrain your thinking, and you start to practice yes, right? You got to start practicing yes. And practicing yes makes it much harder to say no when something comes your way. The more we say yes, the more chances we won't say no. And it's important because, see, there's another thing, which is opportunities that we said no to that might not have been it might not have been exciting at the time, right? It might have been like, I'm gonna say no to that. It's not gonna do anything. But that thing could have been life-changing, right? You may have not saw a potential in a partnership, right, at the time because you felt like you would have had to put in more work, whatever it was. So you were closed to it. You weren't open. Your mind wasn't clear. So you said no. And then look what happened. The guy that you could have worked with is now founder of whatever. You fill in the blank. So it's about practicing. I'm gonna repeat it. Practicing yes. Practicing yes. Consistently. And that's why contrary action is important because, you know, I always say the things I don't want to do are generally the things that I need to do. And if I do them and I practice doing them, the things I don't want to do will get a lot easier, right? For example, I mean, any you can apply it to anything, but and I say making my bed. I'm not going to use that one again. I always use it, so I'm just going to let me give you something else. Washing your car once a week by hand, right? Let's say that's something you never want to do. So you do it consistently. You never miss a day. You do it at the same time. You wash your car by hand every week. That is so powerful. What will come from that is so powerful. And that's all entangled with what I'm talking about tonight. It's saying yes. It's removing the regret of the things we didn't say yes to. But really getting clear, removing it, and now practicing saying yes. Practicing it. No matter what it is. Someone calls you up, they want help with something. It's the last thing you want to do. You just worked 15 hours. They really need your help. You could easily say, I'm falling asleep. I have to do something else. Blah, blah, whatever, right? But imagine if you just said, yeah, where are you? I'll be right over. Got in your car, drove out, drove there, did it. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I myself and people I really respect have all said the greatest opportunities that have ever presented themselves in somebody's life has always been when you got up when you didn't want to help someone with the thing you didn't want to do because you were exhausted and you just didn't want to do it. Those are the things that really fucking, for some reason, and I don't know, maybe it's just the people that I surround myself around, maybe it's me, but I really truly believe that. When you're someone who can be called on and you show up always, and you really do show up and you don't think about it. You're just, yeah, I'll come over. You don't complain, you don't say you're tired, you don't after say, I you owe me one. You just fucking get up and do it. Shit is really hard. I'm not no one's saying it's not, but you just get up and do it. Those opportunities, I hope you hear this. If you're whoever's listening right now, whatever of you guys, who are listening to No Fronts podcast, I really hope that you hear this. If you get up in those moments and you say yes, and you just go and do, and you help, and you really give it 110%, one of those thousand times, something is going to come your way that could be life-changing. It's real shit. I mean, you can have a job and you can get promoted or whatever, and but like when you hear amazing stories about people's lives changing and all, or crazy success stories, it's always about being at that place that they weren't planning on going and they decided to go and help someone who asked and they didn't want to be there and they were tired, and that's always the case. So this is really just about, this whole little episode is about waking up, removing, trying to, but acknowledging first, remember, removing regret and saying yes, even when you don't want to. Saying yes, doing the shit you don't want to do without any expectation, without any intention, just do it. Reprogram. You are someone that can be called on, and your whole life will change. Quick episode. Hope you liked it. I love you all so much. The community, my friends, people that listen to No Fronts, people I don't know, even the dude who gave me the bad review that wasn't relevant. Like, mad love to you too, buddy. Yeah, don't forget, say yes.